Mark McGwire confirmed yesterday what many people suspected. He was using steroids when he broke baseball's home run record in 1998. McGwire apologized. He said he wished he had never touched performance-enhancing drugs. And when Bob Costas asked him in an interview if he could really have hit all those homers without the steroids, McGwire said, absolutely.
I believe I was given this gift. There's not a pill or an injection that is going to give me the hand-eye or give any athlete a hand-eye coordination to hit a baseball. The only reason that I took steroids was for my health purposes. I did not take steroids to get any gain for any strength purposes.
That's Mark McGwire in an interview yesterday on the MLB Network. The confession met with some anger, but mostly exasperation. How did you react to the news? Tell us your story, 800-989-8255, or email talk@npr.org. Tom Goldman is NPR sports correspondent. He covered that home run race in 1998 and McGwire's congressional testimony in 2005. Today, he's with us from his office in Portland, Oregon. Tom, thanks for being here.
And now the end of the story, Rebecca.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, we hear two things from McGwire, that he's sorry he took steroids, but that he doesn't think it gave him any performance edge. What's he really saying?
Well, kind of hard to say. You know, a lot of people, including myself, listened through to 50 minutes of, a very emotional interview with Bob Costas last night. And he apologized and was tearful and regretful. But the question is, for what exactly? As you mentioned, there seems to be this hazy area between therapy and doing it, using these drugs to heal, and performance enhancement. Now, Mark McGwire's intention, as he said, of doing it just to get healthy, may be absolutely valid. But the question then remains: well, did he get performance enhancement? Maybe indirectly, even though he didn't want to or plan to, did he get it through these drugs? He says no. Interestingly, I spoke to someone today who said that Mark McGwire seems to be exploiting an information vacuum. In the sense that, there aren't any real irrefutable scientific studies that say, yes, steroids create more and longer home runs. Now, whether Mark McGwire was doing this in a calculating way, well, everyone has to make their own decision. The fact is, there is not this hardcore scientific evidence. However, short of that, I was able to find some interesting studies, and you can find them online, and I encourage people to go to them if they're interested in this kind of thing, by some physicists. Done a couple of years ago by a physicist from Tufts University named Robert Tobin, and the study was entitled "The Possible Effects of Steroids on Home Run Production in Baseball." And then I also read there was a fellow physicist named Alan Nathan who interpreted the study, and both of them really did agree that while there's not irrefutable evidence, there are plausible arguments that say that, yes, steroids do lead to increase in muscle mass, and an increase in muscle mass leads to increase in strength, which leads to an increase in bat speed, which leads to an increase in the speed of the ball heading to the outfield, which leads to a farther trajectory, which leads to home run. So, there are these studies. People can read them. But as I said, as far as the irrefutable science goes, it's still not there. It's hard to create that. I mean, how many scientists could send out an email and say, I need all steroid-using baseball players to report so I can do a study on them? Not many guys want to admit they did steroids, and how many would want to be part of a study? So we're still, a ways away from this irrefutable proof.
Well, even if his steroid use did not help his performance, which, whatever, maybe there's not scientific proof, but it certainly would defy logic to think that being stronger doesn't make you a better hitter.
Right.
It was against the rules, right? I mean, he was still cheating.
It was. And, this is a myth, and I've actually gotten some mail on this. People say, hey, it wasn't illegal in baseball. Why couldn't he do it? Fact is, it was. It was prohibited in baseball, and in 1991, then-Commissioner Faye Vincent sent out a memo, a directive, to teams and to the players' union saying that a number of illegal drugs, including steroids, are prohibited in baseball. And it laid out the penalties for that and the treatment for that. testing wasn't around, and you know, so the ability to catch people wasn't there. But the fact was that it was prohibited. To say that it was not illegal is wrong.
Are we not giving McGuire enough credit for coming clean on this?
I think we should. I think we should give him credit. It was a very emotional thing, especially the thing with Bob Costas. He went live, you know, and 50 minutes, and Bob Costas grilled him on about as many things as he could, including the names of his sons, which was kind of a little, you know, kind of a lighthearted interlude. But he got to everything, and I think Costas pushed him pretty well on a lot of things. And it was very tough for Mark McGuire to do this. It was very tough for him to come forward, to make the calls that he made yesterday to Roger Maris's wife. Roger Maris, of course, was the great New York Yankee hitter who had held the single-season home run record until Mark McGuire broke that in 1998 after that memorable duel, which you may remember with Sammy Sosa, which captivated the nation, resuscitated baseball after the very damaging strike of a couple of years before then. So, yes, I see he should get great credit. As far as completely coming forward, you know, that will be picked through, as we're doing right now. I mean, I and a lot of other journalists and a lot of fans, I think, would love to see a real admission where there are no questions left. We want to know, what were the drugs? We want to know how the player got them. We want to know the changes the players had in their body. We want to know the way the players think the drugs helped them. There are still those questions out there with McGuire's admission and other admissions. Alex Rodriguez, about a year ago, before the start of last baseball season, left questions unanswered.
Well, you were there in 2005 when McGuire testified in front of Congress, and he kept saying, I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm not here to talk about the past. So why yesterday?
Well, couple of reasons. Most specifically, he is about to come back into the public eye. He has taken a job with the St. Louis Cardinals as a new hitting coach. He's very excited about that. He also knew that coming back into the public eye meant that he would have to confront this, meaning he would answer questions about this. So it was obviously his thinking that get it out in the open. He also, in his interviews and a statement yesterday that he released to the Associated Press, talked more about that very damning congressional testimony that he gave, or didn't give, actually, in 2005 in that congressional hearing on steroids in baseball, when he said over and over, I'm not here to talk about the past. He said yesterday that the reason he wasn't able to do that was that he couldn't be guaranteed immunity, so he faced possible prosecution. He did it to protect himself, but more importantly, he said he did it to protect his family. He said he wanted to tell the truth, and it killed him not to tell the truth, but he decided to take that hit, as he said.
Let's hear from Amy in Phoenix. Amy, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Thank you. I have to say I'm really having a hard time believing that these drugs are used for anything other than enhancing their sports performance. I think it's self-serving. I think that the reason that he's coming out now and saying it is self-serving, because possibly the promoters or whoever are telling him, you know, you better fess up to this now before somebody else finds out, and then you've got to come back and admit it, you know, come out on your own and admit it, and maybe things will go a little better for you for your career. But I really think that it's cheating, and I think that people who cheat like this should be banned from the sport. I really do.
Amy, thanks for your call.
Well, as Amy points, you know, she brings up a good point. I mean, this is the problem with the incomplete admissions that these baseball players do. They have a what they consider a coming to God moment, but it's really more like a coming to gosh, in the sense that it's not all there. And either them or their handlers don't realize that giving, you know, little bits and even if you package it in a very emotional admission, that it's going to create even more questions. And I think Mark McGuire would like to feel that, like, okay, we're going to get this out of the way. I'm going to show up for spring training. I'm going to be the hitting coach. No more questions asked. But as you can see, I think this is creating a lot more questions. And you know, as Amy pointed out, she thinks he cheated, and a lot of people do, and a lot of people are going to have, you know, the debate has just started really now on Mark McGuire.
Well, also the self-serving statements were not limited to Mark McGuire yesterday. Bud Selig, the commissioner of baseball, says this marks the end of an era in steroids in pro ball.
Let's not forget, and that's a good point to raise, Commissioner Bud Selig. Many people feel he was very culpable in this, that he was the commissioner. He should have known what was going on, that baseball owners should have known what was going on, that other players, that baseball managers. People are looking askance at what Tony La Russa, Mark McGuire's manager in Oakland and St. Louis, said yesterday. La Russa said yesterday when McGuire called him was the first he knew of this. Well, you know, we're going to take him for his word, but there are a lot of people who are skeptical about that, including Jose Canseco, the infamous Jose Canseco, who every time one of these things happens, he seems to be proven right, even though a lot of people don't trust his motives. But Jose Canseco said Tony La Russa talked in the past about Jose Canseco's drug use, and so he knew about this stuff. So, yes, a lot of people culpable. General managers in the so-called steroid era reportedly would talk amongst themselves, do I want to trade for this player because he's got the steroid reputation? People knew it was going on. And so let's not just focus on Mark McGuire after he did this very difficult thing. There are questions that he still needs to answer, but there are questions that a lot of people still need to answer.
We have an email from Billy in DeKalb, Illinois, who says, I don't get the outrage against MM. He admitted using them for his own health purposes. Why can't we just believe him? Furthermore, how about his and Sosa's revitalizing the game after the disaster of 94? He's much more a hero than a villain, I think.
Well, good points. And, you know, everyone has their threshold. I mean, there are, you know, I've always said that to be a fan of professional sports in this day and age, you have to suspend a certain level of belief. You know, if you want to believe a guy for what he said and then just say, that's it, I'm going back to the ballpark, fine. That's your decision. On the other hand, people will say that wonderful, miraculous home run duel was based on fraud. You know, there are some pretty strong allegations against Sammy Sosa. And I think a lot of people are now saying, well, that's the next foot to drop. So, and then we will know that the entire race, because McGuire admitted yesterday that he was taking banned performance-enhancing drugs during that 1998 home run duel, is based on a fraud. So each fan, each person has to, decide for themselves.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's hear from Brett in Portland, Oregon. Brett, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Oh, thank you. My comment is that, first of all, I played against Mark McGuire in college, and he didn't need steroids to hit home runs. He could hit them out of any ballpark. But my point was that in terms of that generation of players, management didn't necessarily discourage the players from taking performance-enhancing steroids.
Is that true, Tom?
Absolutely, and Brett, as a former ball player, knows this as well as anyone. There was the famous advertisement during that era when I think was it the two Atlanta pitchers, John Smoltz and maybe Tom Glavine, in the catch line was "Chicks dig the long ball." Home runs paid off. I mean, McGuire and Sosa was just the start of this, really, or when it crested. And the home run was the thing that put people back in the seats after that very damaging work stoppage in 94 and 95. And so, yeah, why are you going to fool with your meal ticket, you know? If everyone's making a lot of money and things are going well, you promote it, or at least you don't object too strenuously against it.
Well, outside of the specific circumstances of McGuire's admission and what he may or may not have done, this comes in a context of a bunch of fallen athletic heroes, you know, Gilbert Arenas and Tiger Woods, and it's sort of one more, optimistically, opportunity to talk to kids who are fans about how to handle these things. What's the message to upcoming baseball fans here?
That's a tough one. I think there are lots of different messages. I mean, the easy one is don't do drugs, but I don't think kids listen to that as much as we'd like them to listen to. I think as long as drugs are, as long as these banned drugs are banned and against the law, laws of the sport, then it is cheating to use them. I mean, there's a whole dialogue to have about, hey, maybe we should open it up and legalize these and medically monitor these drugs. But until that happens, players who use are getting having an unfair advantage, and it's not fair to the fans, it's not fair to the fellow players, it's not fair to the record books, which so many sports fans love. So, what I did personally, I sat my kids down, who are 11 and 14, I sat them down to watch the Bob Costas interview with Mark McGwire last night. They knew the shorthand version of it. I said, kids, do you know who this guy is? He said, yeah, baseball player, cheated, and he admitted he used drugs. Okay, but I wanted them to see the emotion, and I wanted to see how, you know, when you do something like this, it's pretty wrenching. And I think they got it.
And you think they got it more from watching that interview than just you saying, don't do drugs?
Absolutely. I mean, to see a big, strong guy like Mark McGwire with his lip quivering and him crying and admitting, a number of things, although, as we said, he didn't admit others. I think that was a pretty powerful image for them to see.
Tom Goldman, NPR sports correspondent, with us from his office in Portland, Oregon. Thanks, Tom.
My pleasure.
Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, John Asante, Dahlia Martinez, and Joanna Stein. Our editor is Barry Hardiman. This week, Scott Cameron is our senior producer. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. Beth Novi handled our web content today. Our intern is Dominic Ruiz Esparza. Gwen Newton directs the program. Ivan Burketh is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Nathan Bark, Dennis Nielsen, Jerry Tennant, Kevin Waite, and Sean Phillips. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ellen Weiss is the vice president for news. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, Michelle Singletary on financial fitness. I'm Rebecca Roberts. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.